What is up, angels? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Happy Monday. Today is Monday, October the 3rd, and this is the return of Talks with Ty, the podcast. And I must say, I am happy to be back, okay? I am happy to be back. As some of you may or may not know, y'all probably saying to yourself, "What's up, Ty? What's gooey? What's good?" Talks with Ty, the podcast, is something that I started a few years back while I was still active duty, and it was just a way for me to have a voice. Life hit, and I stopped. I stopped, but I felt the need to come back and do this podcast. Spiritually and physically, I felt it was time. It was time to get it cracking. So without further ado, we're back, baby. This is Talks with Ty, the podcast. And I'm happy to be back. I don't know what else to say. I'm back and I'm better. And let's get into it. Talks with Ty, the podcast, is simply a platform for me to just express myself. We keep things real, raw, uncut, unfiltered. It gets grimy in this room, okay? It gets grimy up in here. So do me a favor and go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. Like, follow, share. Follow us on Instagram at Talks with Ty underscore TALKSWITTY underscore. All right. And go ahead and check out this is a segment that I also do on my YouTube channel at Touched by Ty Hair Co. That's my business. I upload my Talks with Ty segments to that page as well. Okay. So this is a video podcast. I'm streaming video and recording at the same time. Let's get it done. Let's get into the show. Why don't Lego. Today, since we are returning, let's talk about understanding. And that's a very difficult word to talk about. I think when we talk about understanding, we only want that to be relevant when it comes to the benefit of us. The truth is, you have to be understanding even when it's not convenient for you. All right. And the reason why I am sharing this is because this is something that I've learned. I don't always want to be understanding, especially when it's not going to benefit me. Okay. So, for my listeners, I'm looking up the definition of understanding so that we could get into this conversation. Okay. To understand, the ability to understand something, comprehension, grasp, grip, perception, mastery. Sympathetically aware of other people's feelings, tolerant and forgiving, having insight or good judgment. All of these things mean understanding. Okay, and this is from Google. Look, I'm gonna keep it funky. I just started understanding things at the age of 38. I'm going to say that one more time. I just started understanding things at the age that I am now, which is 38 years old. I'm going to share something with y'all, and I'm going to talk with Ty about me peeling away some pain and layers of myself in order to possibly help somebody. So at the top of this year, I found out that my husband was having a baby. by another woman. And I couldn't breathe. I'm gonna keep it funky. I could not breathe. I didn't know if I was coming, going, dying. I didn't know why this had happened to me. I didn't know why God would do that to me. I mean, it was literally the worst of the worst. I don't think y'all understand. I had never felt pain like that before. I could not breathe. I do not wish that type of pain on anybody, not even my worst enemy. Because to love is to be selfless. To love is to also be understanding. This is why I'm talking about this tonight. I don't really want to tell his business, but his business is a part of my story. So I feel inclined, if I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to tell it, right? My husband, we are now separated, okay? He was away for a while, approximately 10 years. And in that time, I was not the best wife. I was so consumed and concerned about doing what needed to be done that I neglected the role of being his wife, and I definitely neglected him. And he was in a position where he couldn't do anything but take it. Oh, my ladies, we might not like me after this, but let's talk about it. I had the children. I had our children. I have a son who isn't his, and then we have a son together. And when he left, it was just me. God is good because his mother, my mother-in-law, an amazing woman, stepped in to assist with the care of our child, because at that time I was in and out to sea. For those of you all who don't know, I'm a retired Navy sailor. So at that time I was forward deploying in and out to sea. So his mother stepped in and he took our son, and then I sent my oldest son away to DC. Upon my return, I went and I got my son. I got both of my kids. And it was a little difficult, so I went and I also found my mom to help me out with my kids. I had found my mom prior to my husband going away. So when he went away, unfortunately, things just were not healthy. All right. 50% of that is to my doing, and 50% of that was to his doing. You know, we was just trying to figure it out. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know anything about being a wife or really even being a girlfriend for real. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? I was young. I ain't know. Definitely ain't know none of that, what I know now. And long story short, situation happened and he had to go away for a little bit. And so while he had to go away, I had to figure out how I was going to keep going. I didn't have a choice to really stop. And these are not excuses. These are not excuses. This is just truth. I didn't have a choice to figure out how I was going to do anything. So I had to just do it. Nobody taught me financial literacy. Nobody taught me really how to be a woman. I had to learn that. Now, don't get me wrong. I had some strong, beautiful Black women in my life still to this day. If you want to be technical, the women was the go-getters in my family, and they still are, actually. The women, they always have been the providers in my family, from my great-grandmother to my grandmother to my aunts to my cousins. Like, the women, we get the shit done. We do it. Not that the men don't, but the women are just very, very, very self-sufficient in my family, very bossed up, and have always been. So it wasn't that I wasn't familiar with how to go get it. I just had to go and get it. And to our demise, as far as my marriage is concerned, at that time, my husband didn't know how to be a husband. And he got caught up doing a lot of things that he shouldn't have been doing prior to him going away. So I was bitter. It ain't no other way to say it. I felt some type of way. I was big bitter. You know what I'm saying? I was angry with him. And I just, I'm like, damn, I gotta raise another child all by myself. You know, everything that he told me that he was going to do, I felt like he didn't do, you know? And I was mad about it, you know? So for real, and this is going to sound wrong, but it's the truth. I was like, fuck that nigga. My only concern is how am I going to continue to provide for these kids, maintain, not lose my shit, right? Maintain myself and still do what I gotta do as a sailor. That wasn't easy because I didn't know where to start for real. I just knew I was a hustler and that's what I was gonna do. I was gonna hustle. My mom, she stayed with me. You know what I'm saying? That was a big blessing, you know, and I was able to maneuver and get through things. And it's not that I didn't think about my husband, but out of sight, out of mind. And this went on for a couple of years, quite a while. During that time, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I had begun a whole nother fight. So me trying to figure things out, trying to make it right, and then us not being in the best place, you know, and it's not that we didn't try. He would try, and I would start, and then life would hit. And I didn't tell him things. I was terrible at communication, and I didn't understand at that time what he was going through. It was just all about me and his. What I could see, I was trying to beat this disease without letting my kids know, because I know that they feel like I'm all that they got, and not tell anybody. For that fact, I didn't tell anybody what I was going through. I just went through it. And I did end up beating it in remission. And it just, I don't know. I kind of lost myself a little bit. I lost a lot of me, actually. And he became further and further away from my thought process. All right. So it was, and I never told him about it. So again, that understanding factor, I completely omitted him out of a lot of things. Now, as time is ticking, we're getting close to the other end of him being away. So now we go from him being away, me doing what I gotta do, me doing me, you know what I'm saying? Me getting sick, fighting through that for some years, and then we on a downslope of it's looking like he coming home. And during that time, and this was a 10-year period, by the way, okay? So a lot happened in 10 years. Can you imagine? A lot happens in 30 days. So can you imagine what happened in this 10-year period? A lot with me anyway. You know, so he's coming home. We start talking a little more. We start communicating. I start attempting to be what he always needed me to be. And somewhere in the both of us, we wanted to try this thing. We wanted to see if we could get it to work. But I think that so much pain had happened that had never been dealt with. And my lack of understanding, I never even allowed him to deal with it. But me knowing who he is, I knew what I was dealing with in him. And I completely understood that. But I still felt like it was worth us giving it a try. So he comes home. We do this thing, right? I'm getting out of the military, retiring out, transitioning out. We're making plans. And the whole time, he had already established something with the mother of his child. I knew that there was something. I knew that there would be. I'm not going to say that. I knew that there would be something. I knew that I would have to go through something with this man because I knew that I hurt him. And I knew that he never really got a chance to express that hurt. And I know how petty he is. I'm just keep it funky. He's just tit for tat. That's the type of guy I married. And that's okay. It didn't stop me from loving him, but I knew what I was dealing with. And so I knew it was coming, but I didn't know what was coming. I didn't know when, and I didn't know how. But in my mind, I didn't care, because a chance to get it right with him was worth it to me. So I tried. It was rough. It was rough because he wasn't ready to heal. He wasn't ready to progress forward. He wasn't ready. And not only was he not ready, he wanted to make his point. He wanted me to know that I heard him. I don't think he ever intended for things to get as far as they did. But they did. God got a way of doing things. And he got somebody pregnant. And so it was a tough blow. It was a tough blow because we've hurt each other. We haven't been perfect, but never like that. I wouldn't have never done him like that. And he did what he felt like he needed to do. He made his statement loud and clear. I know y'all probably saying, dang, Ty. Yeah, it went down. But hindsight is 2020, right? If you would have asked me this at the beginning of the year, I definitely would not have felt like this. But I want nothing more for him than for him to be happy, because he deserves it. And if that's not with me, I'm okay with that. See, I am now understanding, and God is revealing to me daily how I came up short, how I fell short, and how somewhat I created this mess in my marriage. With understanding comes accountability. Lord knows people don't like to be accountable. I can never get him to be this accountable for how we got here. And that's okay. He doesn't have to be. But I will be. I will be accountable. And, you know, let him know that I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because we could have been great together. But seasons change. And you deserve to be happy. And God damn it, so do I. So cheers to that. Because now I'm on the road to my happiness. And I deserve that. We're talking about understanding. It took me a long time to even admit my shortcomings as a wife, as a mate. I heard them. And ladies, we have to understand that men are not created like us. And when we hurt them, baby, they can't fathom. It's just they're not made to deal with pain the way that we are. And that's okay. But we have to understand that as women. And I'm going to be honest with you. You don't understand that until you get older. You know, we feel like, I'm not going to say we, but at some point I felt like the world owed me something. I can't speak for all women, but I'm speaking for me. Ooh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. But when that happened with him, when he left, he had to go. I was mad at the world. I felt like everybody owed me something. You know what I'm saying? And I lived for about 5 years feeling like that, until God smacked me in my face with a diagnosis that I had to deal with self. Listen, it is so important to spend time alone. I was alone and I didn't want to be alone, but now I see why. Because on this, I don't think I ever would have made it through the past. Hell, we going into the 10th month. It's October. We 10 months into 2022. This has been probably the roughest year of my life. Like, for real. I thought chemo was something, baby. This year is like, Lord, woo, what is going on? Like, this is not cool. But I think that me being okay, or me learning how to be okay, is how I'm okay. And I know that it's okay not to be okay. Like, it's okay not to be okay. We just can't stay there. You got to get up. You got to keep going. Understanding. This is the thing. Everybody want to be used by God, right? Everybody want to have a voice. Everybody want to touch somebody. And by all means, we all have purpose. Don't get me wrong. We all have purpose. But we don't get to choose how God uses us. That's the thing about it. And I think that once I started understanding that, I don't get to choose the pain that I go through. I don't get to choose my trials. I get to make choices, but I don't get to choose how God uses me. And so because of my faith and because of that time alone and because I was able to build on me, I didn't see it at the beginning of the year, but I see it now. You know what I'm saying? I had to pray my way through this thing. Like, y'all, when I tell y'all I prayed my way through this, like, I prayed my way through this. I don't think y'all hear me. I prayed my way through this. I don't even know how I'm here. My demons ain't win. Because God knows it was some dark nights. It was some dark nights. I don't think y'all hear me. It was some dark nights. And I prayed my way through this. I'm supposed to be here. This voice that you're hearing in your ears, you looking at me, you're supposed to see me. You know, I don't believe that anybody comes across me by chance or comes across my podcast. It's for somebody. I think about all the shit that I have been through. God damn. And I know somebody is going through something 10 times worse. So I dare not complain. But baby. And it's still rough. Y'all, I'm still going through it. But God, like, I do not know. I do not know. You know what I'm saying? This understanding, the reason why I'm talking about understanding tonight, because it's been on me, it's God is really working on me with that. You know, during this time, during this year, y'all, I did something I never thought I would do. I had no intention on ever leaving Texas. When I retired, I moved to Texas to be closer to him because that's where we were. I moved the boys there. We're building a family. Boom, we do this thing, right? We're doing this family thing. As hard as it was, we was trying to do it. And I think we both were trying. But I think that what he had going on was interfering, and his soul ties was running so deep, they were spilling over. He couldn't hide it no more if he wanted to. It was just spilling all the way over. And, things got messy. And, around June, July, I was going through a real rough time. I had just finished hair school down there in Texas. And the money stopped. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't getting no clients. Like, when I tell y'all it was bad, it was bad. Me and him, we not doing good. We, like, totally separated. He's living with his fiance. You know, my son is around her. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's doing a whole family thing. And I'm down there by myself. Only people I know down there really are the few people that I met. Jamie, I love you. And his mom, I love you, Miss Iris, and Bernard. You know what I'm saying? And that was all I had. So I was in a real dark place. And I was just crying out to God every day, like, what you want me to do? Like, you don't want me to off myself for real. Cause that's how I was feeling. Like, y'all, it was that dark. I was like, fuck it, I'm done. Like, I ain't got no reason to live. My family gone. It's split up. It's in shambles. It's nothing that I wanted. Like, God, I'm over it. I'm done. I'm tired. Take me. Like, let's go. And I was okay with that. Keep in mind, I got kids. You know what I'm saying? So that's gotta be a real dark place for you to be like, fuck it. You know, and not everybody comes out of those places. That's why I don't ever judge, because you can't talk about it unless you've been there. Like, it's low. I'm talking low, low. And a lot of people say, man, he used to say that, I never want to kill myself. Shit, you ain't never, some people could say that until you get to a situation or you have something happen to you. It's tough. It's just tough. And I'm not saying that I wanted to kill myself, but like, that's how I was feeling. Like, you want me to kill myself? Like, is it over? Am I walking out in the street and getting hit by a bus today? Like, what is happening? Like, I was feeling that low. And I was tired. Hell, I'm tired now. But I was real tired then. Y'all, I tell you no lie. I woke up one morning, and God had just put on my spirit, you got to move. You got to move now. And I paced my floor probably for about 3 hours. Like, God, move. Like, I'm here. You gave me the shop, you know, like, I got the shop going. I got my business going. Like, why I got to go? Why I got to move? I had to move. My spirit just kept telling me, you got to go. And I'm like, I can't take my son away from him. And I was making up all these excuses to stay in Texas and not leave my husband. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I knew I had to go. It wouldn't stop pinging in me. Like, you got to go. So then I started using our son as an excuse. Well, God, I never been without him. You know what he going to put me through. You know he ain't let me take his son away. What you want me to do? Like, how we going to do this? And God said he stays. I'm like, what? You got to let him stay. It's the right thing to do. Y'all, I only been without my son while being in the military. And that's because I had to be without my son. I'm a real big stickler on splitting up my children because, unfortunately, I didn't get to grow up in a household with all my siblings. So I never wanted that for my kids. That was big for me. And it's not that my kids didn't spend their childhood together, because the truth is they did. But God was like, he got to stay. And I'm like, nah. Because, see, I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I'm like, nah, if I'm leaving, he got to come with me. God was like, he got to stay. This is the better place for him. And we both know that he needs his father. He needs his structure. He needs what he gives him. I could say a lot of things. My husband ain't much of a husband, but he a good damn father. You know what I'm saying? And y'all, I'm drinking red wine, by the way. My son deserves that. See, how dare I rob him because of my selfishness? God had gotten me together, y'all. Them 7 days, I paced that floor, I think, every day. Every day about that. Like, you could do what I say, or you could do what you want to do, and then you still going to have to end up doing what I say. And I'm like, nah, my son deserved more. He deserved the best. He deserved the very best. And it's not that I couldn't give it to him, but to be honest, I was fucked up. Money got short. You know, things was just tough. And I'm like, there's no way I could provide him with the life that I want to provide him with. And then to split him and his father up again after he's had to sacrifice so much as a child. But because I'm in my emotions about something, is that fair to my son? I raised my baby. He's been with me his entire life. He's 12 years old. His father can have that time. You know? So, cried all the way up here. Not all the way, but I cried. And I still cry. I had a moment last night because I miss him. But I'm so proud of what he is becoming. And I owed it to not just his father, but to him. I owed it to my son for him to have that type of bond that he shares with me with his dad. It was rough, but they've come a long way, and I'm grateful to God for that. So, understanding that, I did not want to understand that. Understanding that once I learn to control my emotions, I'm in complete control. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, okay? You have to learn to control your emotions. That has been my biggest test ever in my life thus far. Outside of being a mother, learning how to control my emotions. Because as creatures we feel, as human creatures we feel. So it's important that you learn how to control them emotions, because if you don't, you'll be fucked up out here. Your dick could be in the dirt. Like, I'm not lying. If you think about every time you did some wild shit, it's because you was in your feelings about something. It's because your emotions were not in line. You can't do things out of emotion. You cannot be moved. You can't. You gotta calm down. Take a deep breath. And it is hard to do. But I must say I'm proud of the woman that I am becoming. I just became a woman in my 30s. I went through a lot. I'm 38. 30's been rough for me. 30's have been a changing point in my life. 20s, I was still crazy. I ain't know no better. But when I became about 31, 32, shit got real. Real quick. And I had to get it together. And it was not easy being a mother. You know, I'm at a point in my life where I'm present. Not only am I present, I'm protected. I protect myself, and my higher being protects me, but I'm also willing. I'm also humble, and I want to learn. I want to learn. I want to love. I'm teaching myself new things. I'm figuring out who Takiya is again. Like, who am I? I am figuring that out. And I know that this evolution that I'm going through, this change, is not, it has not been easy. It has not. So if there is anyone out there who is going through something, grow through it. Don't just go through it. Grow through it. If you are at a period of time in your life where you are going through complete turmoil, pain, chaos, nothing is going right for you, I challenge you to grow. I challenge you to press forward, because only one of two things are going to happen. It's either going to make you or break your ass. That's it. Either you're going to push through or you're going to give up. Here I am, back in the city where I'm from, starting all over again. Broke is a joke, right? I'm in my hustling place. But God, I could say that I don't have nothing to smile about, y'all, because I'm going through so much, but I'd be lying. I'd be lying. I challenge you to grow. I challenge you to press forward. Nobody ever said that this thing would be easy. Trouble is promised. I watch the decisions that I make. I'm in control of my emotions today. I can honestly say if I go off on you, it's because I wanted to. It ain't because you made me mad or nothing like that. Nah, it's because you probably had me fucked up. But it's because I wanted to. Because I'm in complete control of that. And I choose that real wisely. I'm just protecting my peace. And I understand that that doesn't always look like what is most comfortable for me. I have to let things go that I don't want to let go. I have to move differently. I have to keep my mouth shut when I don't want to keep it shut. I got to say something when I don't want to say something. I want to mind my business. That's growth. That's growing through. I know that my season isn't quite changing yet, but I feel like it's coming. And I know that what I do now and how I move in this season, which is been pretty tough, is going to determine what God allows me to have in my next. Pray for a better day tomorrow. Look forward to that. Learn how to be alone. Deal with yourself. Peel back those layers and find out what lies beneath in you. In you, not in nobody else. It's so easy for us to give somebody else advice, but what about us? It's a lot of dressed up trash cans walking around here. don't think y'all hear me. It's a lot of dressed up trash cans walking around here. Are you one? If that cut was deep and all you did was throw a Band-Aid over it, you didn't clean it, you didn't get the bad stuff out, you didn't let fresh air in it, give it time to heal, put proper ointment on it, you just threw a rag over it, wrapped it up, let it get infected, and let new skin come over it, it's still garbage under it. So now you got to go back and cut it back open, let all that stuff that festered in there, you got to clean that out. So if that cut was that deep in you and you never clean it out, you never had the opportunity to clean it out, you just threw layers of things over it, I challenge you to peel back every layer, cut that nasty old cut back open, and allow it to heal properly. Watch how it changes your life. I didn't know I was going to open up this much. Maybe that's what God's got me doing this for. I don't know. But I just wanted to share what's been going on with me a little bit. I'm back in cosmetology school again because my reciprocity wasn't accepted, but that's okay. I was very frustrated about it at first. I hated it. But God, he good. Yes, y'all, I curse. I'm a spiritual gangster. Judge your mother, not me. Listen, if you haven't tuned in to me and my mother's live video podcast, check us out at My Mommy and Me KT on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram at My Mommy Me KT. And we stream our show live on Facebook at My Mommy and Me. If you're watching me, then you probably know my social media streams. So I post our show all on there. Tune in every week for Talks with Ty. I normally record on Mondays, post on Tuesdays. Sometimes I do Talks with Ty Tuesdays, Tell the Truth Tuesdays. I mean, it just depends on how I'm feeling. So y'all rock out with me. This is a part of me. This is what's on my heart. And I hope that this helps somebody tonight, today, or whenever you watch it. Remember to like, share, comment. Touched by Ty Hair Co. Talks with Ty, the podcast, out.